Hello and welcome to Talks with Jerry. I am your host, Jerry. And today we are going to be talking about a couple of things that are common sense in college life. And then I'm going to do a little bit of coverage and a little bit of breaking down on current immigration issues in America and what the different presidential candidates plan to do with that if they were to be elected. So one of the obvious things that I want to talk about today in the college life is laundry. Now, you'd think laundry in college is easy, and it is, but there's a lot of people out there that make it overly complicated. For example, are your clothes mostly strewn between your bed and your bathroom? If that is the case, I would severely recommend you get a laundry hamper. To make everything a lot easier, I would recommend you keep your clothes in two places. One, in a laundry hamper. Two, in your closet. I've noticed that on top of just making your room look nice, you feel a lot better if your clothes are organized or if your room is organized in general and that your laundry is not all over the place and you don't have to step over clothes to get anywhere in your apartment or your dorm or your room. Now, if you have formal wear, formal clothes, business attire, stuff that you would wear to church, those are clothes that you need to really try and take care of, because you may have meetings with professors, job interviews, or something else professional that you need to look the part for. So if you have a dress shirt, or girls, you have a dress blouse, or dress trousers, or suit, or dress shoes, try to keep them in good order. Learn how to polish shoes. It's a life skill that you need in college life as you look for jobs, and in your professional life as you try to look good for the boss, and just to look good in general at work. So along the lines of taking care of your dress clothes, know how to iron as well. It's very important to know how to iron a shirt and how to keep it fresh without having to spend $10 at the dry cleaners every single time. So the next thing with laundry is paying for the machine. Most laundry machines at the cleaners or in an apartment complex will require quarters. Now, how do you obtain quarters? Well, there's always the national bank called Mom and Dad, or something that I discovered to do about halfway through my college experience is to spend cash wherever I go. If I buy groceries or if I just buy something at the store, is to pay cash for it. And that way the cashier will give me change, and among that change, they'll give me quarters. And simpler still is to just go to the bank and have them break a 20 for you into rolls of quarters. So quarters are precious in college. So save every quarter that you get, because you will need it for laundry. And even after graduation, if you live somewhere where you don't have a washer or dryer accessible, or you can't afford one right after college and you still have to use a laundromat, then hold on to your quarters. All right, I said I wanted to do some coverage of the current immigration status of the United States and the plans that the different presidential candidates have for immigration if they were to be elected. I grew up in San Diego, California. It's the southernmost city of California, and I lived in a southern suburb of San Diego called Chula Vista. My high school was about 2 miles away from the border. I could see the city of Tijuana in several parts of Chula Vista. So I've been down to the border a couple of times. I had never been on the other side of it. But I would see Border Patrol cars pretty regularly on the freeway and around the streets in San Diego as they would be on patrol or they would be picking up leads. Or Border Patrol cars were not an uncommon sight in San Diego. And I have a lot of friends who have been to Tijuana several times or who are from Tijuana and had work permits to work in the United States, or friends who originally were from Tijuana but since immigrated legally into the United States. But there is a big issue regarding illegal immigration in the United States. Every now and then I hear of problems that have happened in California, where I lived. But this is a nationwide problem, and the government is not ignorant of it. But let's take a look at the different stances that presidential candidates have on this issue and see which one probably would make the most sense. So we'll start with the one who probably has the most extreme view on illegal immigration, Mr. Trump. Now, Trump wants every illegal immigrant deported out of the country, and he wants Mexico to pay for a wall that will enclose America and tighten the border. Three issues I have with Donald Trump's plan. One, how in the world are you going to be able to convince the Mexican government to pay for a wall? Number two, how are you going to get the manpower to deport every single illegal immigrant in the United States? And three, why continue to fuel the stereotype that Republicans are white racists? Now, I know Trump has stated that after everyone has been deported, that those who are seeking entrance into the United States with pure intentions and pose no threat to the United States, they will be the ones who are allowed back in. And they deserve it so, to come back in. They want a better quality of life, and they want to live in the United States, and they deserve it. They deserve to live the American dream. Now, there are those who are in this country who have malicious purposes, who are working for drug cartels or illegal weapons or any other form of criminal activity, who, yes, need to get out of this country. They are the ones that deserve to go. I don't really like how Trump's method is to kick everybody out first, only to then bring them back in. Perhaps it makes sense from a business perspective, because that's his background and his training. But it's one big, giant scare tactic, and perhaps that itself has gotten a few people out of America who are here to indulge in criminal activities. On the reverse side of things, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have pretty similar plans, where they want to just grant asylum to all immigrants in the United States. Now, see, I have a problem with that one as well, because it goes back to the criminals and the drug cartel problem, because now you're just letting these people in. That's not going to improve our current situation. It's just going to make things worse. It's just going to show that America does not care about its borders. We're just going to let anyone and everyone in, regardless of who you are, where you're from, and then you can do just whatever you want in America. All of that is true until that last part, because we want to, as America, invite the world in. We want people who are seeking freedom and independence to live in our country. But there is a system to it. There are rules. We have laws in this country. And this is just inviting people who are not going to care about the laws to be in our country, endangering us all. Now, I'm not saying that this would be an immediate effect, but over time, it certainly would be. Think of it this way. If you leave your front door unlocked in the middle of the night, someone has the chance to sneak in. If you leave your door and your windows just wide open in the middle of the night, yes, people are just going to jump right in. And then eventually you're going to be knee-deep in burglars and in people who are trying to take advantage of your house. We in America, I like to think that we are currently a house that has its door unlocked, that people can get in. It's those that knock first that will be allowed inside and allowed to stay. So I am in agreement with those candidates who say that we need to tighten up the border security a little bit. I think reforming America's current immigration system will be a very long and difficult process, but if done correctly, if we as American voters can choose the correct candidate, and this candidate needs to have a solid plan who will be fair to immigrants and just to those who are illegal immigrants, that's who we need to choose. But if we can choose the person who is right for reforming America's immigration, we will boost ourselves in security as a nation. Don't get me wrong, I am just as desirous as anybody else to allow people to live in America who truly want to live here, to improve the quality of their life, and to live in a free country. But as I said before, yes, we have rules and regulations to get into this country. And if you want to get in, then you have to follow the rules. And we currently have a system where the rules just don't matter. They're there, but nobody pays attention to them. And that's the thing that needs to change. I hope something that I have said today has been accurate and meaningful. And I would encourage everybody listening to go to what the candidates are saying and compare what they are saying with the current status of America's immigration problem, and then make a decision for yourself to see what would be the best for America. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you are interested in more, please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Tumblr, or go to my website, www.geraldbragg.com, and I will see you all next time.